Beloved radio friends, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we greet you heartily. We welcome you to the meditation on the Word of God and our particular study on the life of Abraham and the path of faith. We humbly but earnestly pray that by God's Holy Spirit, we may all be enjoying and profiting from the study of this patriarch of old, the father of the faithful, even Abraham, who walked the path of faith and is our example for today. We continue in chapter 12, and the closing portion of the chapter is our consideration. We shall begin reading at verse 14 to the end of the chapter. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And Pharaoh entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants, and maid servants, and she asses, and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues, because of Sarah, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram, and said, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, She is my sister? So I might have taken her to me to wife. Now therefore behold thy wife, take her, and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. May we recapitulate the section that we have had before us in the preceding study, the past one or two days. We have come to that section in chapter 12 of Genesis, verses 10 through 20, where we have the relapse of faith. First of all, we noted in verse 10, Abraham's disappointment. Instead of trusting the Lord in the land of Canaan where God had brought him and led him, that he could never deny. It was the guidance of God that brought him to the mountain that faced Bethel, to the place where he pitched his tent, and to the place where he built his altar. And oh, how unfortunate that Abraham failed to stay in that God-given, Spirit-led place of blessing, even though, materially, there was a famine in the land. Every believer is tested, and I encourage my fellow believer not to fail in realizing we meet the testings of faith in this world. May God help us to be trusting in the Lord, as Abraham should have done. If God brought him there, could he not keep him there? But the relapse of faith indicated that he was trusting in the land rather than in God. And that relapse led him downward into Egypt. Then we found the deception that Abraham practiced in verses 11 through 13. Though trusting in Egypt, it led also to a deception in the fact that he desired his wife's protection to thus be used for his own protection, for he was certainly assured the Egyptians would recognize the beauty of his wife and the comeliness of her appearance. And so he beseeched her, and this was a covenant. And may I add, you read chapter 16 of Genesis, Abraham and Sarah made that covenant between them before they left the land of Mesopotamia, the city of Ur in the Chaldees, where thus they were born, the land of their nativity. Most unfortunate, before they even left the land of their nativity, they made such a vow between each other that wherever they went, Sarah would tell she was his sister, which literally was only half the truth. She was his half-sister, and for his own personal protection, he so desired him. Now we notice in verses 14 through 20, his discipline. May I point out to my fellow believer, there are divine disciplines that God manifests and brings us to experience. When as children of God, we may relax and depart from the path of faith. And we find this discipline here as he comes into the land of Egypt. It was just as he expected. The Egyptians, they also recognized the beauty of Sarah, his wife. Now, may I state again, as we did in the preceding message, 'tis a very sad commentary upon a man of faith's testimony when he is more concerned about his own protection than the protection of his wife. And that because of this deception, he only desired to save his own skin and his own soul alive. And that is what he exactly stated in verse 12 of our chapter. This is his wife, and they will kill me, and they will say, be alive. And thus he realized, he prayed her, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. This is a very difficult thing, perhaps, for you and for me to grasp, that the man of faith should thus so deal with his wife and subject her to be a participant in the deception that they practice. Now, beloved, let's also be very careful not to condemn too quickly both Abraham and Sarah. For as we continue our study in the will of the Lord, we shall recognize there are many lessons of discipline for the believer to learn upon the path of faith. Can I quote the words of the dear Apostle Paul, who near the end of his pilgrim journey and service for the Lord, writing from the prison in Rome to the Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 11, note these words as I quote them from an excellent version that I treasure. I have learned in those circumstances in which I am to be satisfied in myself. Note those first words of the text I quoted. I have learned. There were many lessons that the beloved Apostle Paul, day by day, experienced in the school of faith. But those lessons he sought profitably to enjoy, as well as to profitably make real to his own heart and soul and life for blessing. My fellow believer, may I say, we never graduate from the school of faith. And so Abraham, all through the path of faith that he trod, there were occasions of relapses, of shortcomings, and of failure, but he still kept on. And oh, my fellow believer, may I suggest to you, if perchance you may have departed from the path of faith, why not return, as we shall see, God willing, in our next message, God restored Abraham. But please note the discipline, which is an unfortunate fact that is revealed. He was rebuked by an unbelieving king. When thus God revealed to Pharaoh and all of his household that this woman was the wife of another man, for may I add, and this is a wonderful thing regarding our God, he is concerned about his child on the path of faith. And though Abraham made a departure from the true path, he was not out of sight of God, nor out of the reach of God's intervening discipline and grace. Oh, my beloved, it's a precious truth to realize. One well said in the words of an old hymn, a children's hymn, though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Now, true are the words. And so it was with Abraham. Though Abraham was failing God, God never failed him. And this we shall learn again and again. But what a rebuke to come from an unbelieving king. For God exposed his deception. My beloved, is it not true from the words of God in the book of Moses, chapter 32, I believe in the book of Numbers, be sure your sin will find you out. My fellow believer, those words were not spoken to an unbelieving people in the days of Moses. They were spoken to the people of God in the wilderness long ago. Be sure your sin will find you out. Oh, my fellow Christian, God grant that you and I may realize that our God is a God who governmentally will not fail to rebuke and chasten his child. And so we find that the compromising with this world help Abraham lose his testimony. And that is the commentary of the testimony, that undoubtedly Abraham lost in relation to the king of Egypt. We can certainly say he could not speak of the Lord his God to Pharaoh, when thus he had practiced this deception, which God exposed and the king rebuked. And then we have the rebuke that was not only given to Abraham, but even to his wife. As we find Pharaoh saying, why did you say, verse 19, why saidst thou, she is my sister? I might have taken her to be your wife. Now he says, behold your wife, take her, and go thy way. Now may we not realize, it must have been embarrassing and humiliating, the experience of being so disciplined and so exposed in the land of Egypt. Oh, my fellow believer, may you and I learn a lesson and take home to our own hearts the sad commentary of departing from the path of faith with its unfortunate result. Our Father, we pray that the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, will lead us faithfully, carefully, and obediently upon the path of faith. And we ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, for his glory. Amen.